Well, let me just reiterate a couple of things that I talked about in our conference call. I don't think there's a whole lot to be worried about in the short term. There is a ideological bubble going on right now that I'm calling it, just an over-enthusiasm over their ideology and the work all coming true and having a President Biden now as president. And they're going to ride this enthusiasm probably for at least another 3 months before things really start turning. I think it's going to take some time before the market wakes up. So we've got some time to make some changes. I am investigating all of the things that I have been talking about. So we'll see. I mean, I am not very encouraged by some of the things that I am running across and the problems that I am having. As you can imagine, green, solar, wind, other green energy kinds of resources, as I would like to focus on a little bit, particularly in the battery sector. Obviously, these people are a little bit more liberal than the average mainstream business. So they're more apt to be involved in the things like Planned Parenthood, LGBT, and other issues. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult, but we'll do the best we can. I will once again mention and put a plug in for Timothy Defensive Strategy Fund. It is probably right now and likely to be for a little bit one of the best kept secrets in the mutual fund business. They are the only mutual fund that actually has physical gold inside it, not ETFs, not mining stocks and other things. They actually own the gold. This gold is being held in storage in a safe with Wells Fargo Security. They're the only mutual fund company so far that has been approved to do this and include it as part of their investment strategy. So between the gold, the inflation-protected bonds, and the commodities, other commodities that they have, this could be a great hedge against a coming crisis with inflation and higher prices, low productivity, and so on and so forth. So we'll watch that closely, but I just throw that out there to you as a little bit of a hedge. Don't look at the past performance, because remember, the markets from the very beginning of the Trump era have been doing nothing but going up. So this has been counterproductive to a fund that is trying to hedge against just the opposite. So I guess you'll get that and understand that. Well, we will be looking at a number of things this weekend as far as stocks on or off the list. Our website changeover is supposed to happen Saturday night. That may change. I may decide on today or tomorrow to not do that. But right now, I'm feeling I might as well get it out there. So you'll see those changes. Nothing monumental, but you'll see some administrative type changes that'll help you, I hope, as you go through a lot of things. I want to thank all of you for the incredible amount of encouragement that I have received over the last, 3 weeks, particularly since the last conference, the conference call last week's that we did. And very, very encouraged. One of my struggles always will be is that I am very concerned about all of you. And, you know, that is something that I worry about. So I appreciate very much your encouragement for what we are trying to do. Keep us going, keep us alive, and we know you will, you always have. We've got a lot of things to worry about from that perspective over the next year, but I know the Lord will bring us through all of that. Okay, I hope you have a great day. I'll see you in a couple hours.